Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who head outside each and every day and get grease on their gloves, manure on their boots, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Did Jim say farmer-led? You bet. That's exactly who we are. Before I dig into the 2021 session of the South Dakota Legislature, I want to make note of all that happens this particular week, beginning with the time change last Sunday. I've never figured out exactly the meaning of spring ahead or fall back, but then I'm not going anywhere, so to me it doesn't make a lot of difference. Wednesday the 17th, St. Patrick's Day, was a Lyman County holiday for my little Irish mother, Marie McManus, and of course, regardless of the weather, this Saturday is the official beginning of spring. Well, as you know, the 96th legislative session in our state wrapped up, and my goodness, what a session it was. Many referred to this year's annual gathering of our state's lawmakers as being a marathon, and an outsider, it would appear to have been just that. The session included 283 House bills, 194 Senate bills, for a total of 477, all of which require some type of action. Add to that the fact that South Dakota, for a variety of reasons, had a nice bundle of extra cash to deal with. Well, it kept our folks in Pierre awfully busy. I won't go into a detailed discussion regarding individual bills because all of you, with interest in a particular piece of legislation, have already done that. What I do want to do is extend a huge thank you to each and every person who makes a sacrifice, and it's just that, the sacrifice to serve South Dakota. I know we sometimes, myself included, can be more than a little dissatisfied with how somebody votes on an issue important to us. That can include a person we consider to be a friend. However, if there's one thing I've learned over the years and strongly believe, most almost to a person, those folks who represent us do their very best to vote their conscience and do what they believe to be in the best interests of South Dakota. That's about all we can ask, so probably the best thing we can do is simply say, thanks for serving. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe in your spring labors and thanks for what you do.